And welcome to the podcast. This is Family Rides Together. We watched...
I thought you were going to do a Halloween opening.
Riding hard.
Oh, boo. This is family... I don't know.
You get a boo.
We watch maybe a different, a different horror movie. We'll do a Halloween opening.
A better one.
Yeah. This is Slugs. We watch Slugs from 80 something.
88.
From 88, from the 80s. It's free on Tubi. We watched it on Tubi.
It's also on ads. Super low quality on YouTube.
Oh, did you watch it super low quality on YouTube?
Okay. I tried for a second and I went, fuck that. I'll just sit through the commercials.
Yeah, it's really high quality on Tubi.
Oh, yeah, it kept stopping and doing the, it was like,
ads.
Wait for an ad, but then it never showed an ad.
Oh, but you have the, what's the,
ad block?
Yeah, you have the, what's it called? That type of.
Yeah, I have a browser.
You have a specific browser.
Brave browser.
Yeah, so I watched it on my Xbox, ads, and I watched some of it on my phone, which I had ads.
I had to disable my ad block because it wouldn't let me play it if I didn't sit through the ads.
Yeah, no, try Brave because a friend told me about it. And I was like, all right, well, let me try it out.
And it just disables
all ads. I don't like change. You know, I'm very skeptical of like, what is this going to do? What is this?
This is going to give me a virus.
Yeah, what is this thing? And basically all it does is eats all the ads. So like if you watch YouTube, you don't get any fucking ads. If you watch, you know, well, Tubi or not Tubi, you don't get any ads.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's cool. And then they have like their own... currency, like their own what do you call that, cyber currency or whatever it is,
like a bit like
it's
a,
called Batcoin,
like cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it's called like Batcoin. I don't know what the fuck it is, but you I guess you
put it on the Bat credit card.
Yeah, you acquire it. You know, like at the more you use the browser, and it's not much.
Yeah,
you know, and then every month it's like you earned, you know, 0.0004
for using the browser?
Yeah, for using the...
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You earned a dollar. You know?
that's cool.
I'm like,
cool.
You earned 5 cents.
Yeah, it'd be... Yeah.
Right.
For the month.
Every now and then I feel like the disc jockey from Wayne's World 2.
Wayne's World.
Because I'm consistently...
Oh, fucking what's-his-face?
We made fun of you last time for that.
I'm consistently moving over here and then coming back. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
What is his name? From The Simpsons.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah, it's Homer Simpson.
Yeah, I know, but what is
his name? That's not Homer Simpson.
Is it?
That's not the guy that does Homer Simpson. That's a bald guy. I don't want to talk about this movie.
Wayne's World 2.
No, not that movie, Slugs.
Isn't he in Spinal Tap?
Yeah.
He's the bassist in Spinal Tap?
I think so.
I gotta say, there were no shotgun slugs in this movie. There was no like Magnum slugs.
Were you expecting?
There was no Metal Gear slugs.
Someone to get shot with a shotgun slug.
Yeah, that would have made sense.
Yeah,
that would have made sense.
I will say this. So last night I watched the movie Freaky with Vince Vaughn or whatever. It's a Freaky Friday movie, but they switch with a serial killer and then the
I forgot about that
movie. So I watched the movie Freaky last night, and
you and Michelle watched Freaky. Did you actually watch it, or did you guys get Freaky?
100% watched Freaky. 100%.
You guys didn't chill?
No, the thing I sent you, the meme? No. We just watched Freaky. But after the movie, I was like, because this is one of the things back in like 80s movies is that anybody is up for grabs on death. You could be good, you could be bad, you could be anything, you might die. Right. You know what I mean? Like most of the time, you know, it's like, oh, if you're a little scandalous with some sex or if you're whatever. But most of the time, it's anybody
drugs.
Could die. Anybody could die. A good person, bad person, whatever.
Sure.
In Freaky, even though I did enjoy that movie, it was only people that were dicks. Were the ones that like died, except for like at the very beginning, there was four people that died that I couldn't tell you if they were dicks or not. They just died just to like kind of show off the serial killer killing people. And then later, like anybody that was a dick like died. And I was like, well, I'm okay with him dying. Like that guy's a dick. He deserved to die. That guy was an asshole. He deserved to die.
So they make the serial killer likable?
Not really. No, you're still like, no, because like it's still like, oh my god, they killed somebody. But as a viewer, I was like
Dexter.
Can I turn on a light?
As a viewer, oh, I had it dark because I didn't want it to get too hot in here. But if you want to, yeah.
Oh, is it going to get hot?
Flick on that light, Eric, over there. Top one. No, top one.
That one's two.
Yeah, so now it's not so dark in here. But this movie.
Now it's going to get spicy.
This movie was the polar opposite of that. They killed anybody. Like, even the girl running away from sexual assault died.
Yeah, that's true.
And none of the other assholes died.
Yeah.
She died. And I was like, why the fuck did they? I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, the assaulter. I don't.
The assaulter? Also. I thought, and this is the very end of the movie I'm talking about, but I thought he was going to just spook people. I thought that's what he was doing. I thought he was going to off to the side, put on a mask, and was going to be like, boo, it's a Halloween party. Boo.
Right. And there's nothing that leads up to him doing this.
No, except for him showing up with pizza.
You suspect him of, you know, and a good story, I think, you know, kind of ties it in earlier in the movie. It sets something up so that it can knock it down. And this movie doesn't. If it does set things up, it doesn't knock it down. And then it'll knock down things that weren't ever set up. And you're like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that with the jarring, you know, dubbing and the the music.
I skipped very much.
the music.
Oh, yeah, the music.
Well, it just all tied in to make this movie an extreme horror movie.
Yeah.
It made it sickening. It
was very old.
Yeah,
it
sickening. Made
it because it assaulted the senses.
I wanted
it wasn't
to,
just...
Yeah.
It wasn't just, oh, it's gory. Like, it had some gory stuff, which was cool with the practical effects. It was just the sound.
Oh, okay.
All of the sounds, whether it was
Did you
dubbing,
watch it with headphones on?
The music. Yes.
I didn't watch it with headphones on. You guys both watched it with headphones. I watched the first 20 minutes with headphones on, but then I put the rest on the TV, so...
It made me physically ill. Things. I was eating, and it made me physically ill, and it wasn't necessarily the gore. You know, it was just all of it. The acting, the dialogue, every type of stuff.
You know, I was watching it thinking, or I was like, man, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat something during this movie. And then I ended up
Have a slug salad.
Well, I ended up just sitting. Ugh. I ended up just sitting through the whole thing because everything, like you were saying, was making me ill.
Not me. I love
visuals.
It.
the music. No, yeah, the music was bad because the music would be like, it'd be like a. It would start off like okay. It sounds like a soundtrack. You know, it'd be like, you know, some guitar or something. And then during the riff, you would just hear in the background of the guitar like, boo, boo, boo. And I was like,
that made you sick.
No, and it was just like the music was making me fucking... It was just so bad. It was making me fucking nauseous.
It was so bad, it was good. It felt good.
All right, so I'm gonna explain the plot to this movie, which is pretty simple. Years ago in this small town, there was an area where everybody threw like their fucking trash, their radioactive trash, I guess, right?
Yeah, it was a dump.
You're talking about
it was a toxic dump.
And they and the
which
toxic
was an
dump,
80s theme.
And then they cemented this area... Trend. They cemented this area out, and then I guess there's a crew building a mall. They broke into it on accident. They never showed that, but they were just like assuming that that's maybe what opened up the slugs from coming out. And there was a bunch of radioactive slugs, and the slugs are now wreaking havoc on this town, and they wreak havoc quick. They start right at the beginning of this movie. Somebody dies immediately, and it was in the first like fucking 2 seconds, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, and they just kill. They kill everybody.
Those incredibly likable, well-known characters at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. The two that were just sitting. I love that the very beginning of this movie, the girl,
dubbed.
The guy and the girl are on a boat. And she's like, wow, you really brought me out here to fish? I thought you were just, like, joking or something. You know what I mean? And he was like, yeah, we're out here to fish, girl. What the fuck?
Yeah, you idiot.
Okay. So the people
He's
that
such
get
a
eaten
dick. That guy's
are,
such a dick.
Are, like... They're not good in relationships, right? Or they have like that girl that ran away. Yeah, she was a victim of the assault after the fact that she broke it off with that other kid. He was like, whoa, why are you giving me mixed signals here? It's like, I like you, but not that much.
Yeah, it was
that
weird.
Was sort of her sin.
He also
in
wanted
the story yeah, to get eaten by slugs. Slugs were like, yeah.
He also wanted to
they're
like,
yeah, they're like sin. They're like, yeah. Be punished twice in a row.
Yeah, you don't want to have sex with
I'm
this
like,
guy
God.
In the middle of the forest.
I guess
sin.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that is an 80s sin if you're not having sex.
But if you are having sex, also.
But that, both. But if he you're was not the having nice sex, guy. Having sex. Right? He was the good guy.
He was like, when he showed back up, he was like, I told her to get lost. Fuck her. And then the other guy all of a sudden was like a nice guy. I was like, you're an asshole, man. And I was like, who's the fuck this guy? And he was like.
But the brother, why did the brother get up? He was like, what? You told her to fuck off? Like, man, fuck you, dude. And then he gets up like he's going to go somewhere.
He's going to go find her.
And you never see him.
Well, he went to go find. He was like, Pam. Pam. And then that was it. That was the rest of it.
That was it.
He leaves and then you're like.
And they never got home early. I guess it wouldn't matter because they went to that Halloween, kickback or whatever it was, party out in the woods.
Yeah.
And then they never come. The dad said, hey, show up. They're like, yeah, we'll come home early, whatever, dad. And then their dad gets killed.
That was oh my God, dude. The fact that they killed the guy that was like, I have a wife and two kids. And then they killed him and not the main character who was just. Dragging
why,
every like
why did he say okay so she
I know the main character show, oh
he
wait
goes, I gotta go do something you know and his wife is like French wife or whatever the fuck she
oh
is.
Yeah
oh
yeah,
wait
she's
I gotta
so French.
I got a clip from the beginning
she's like awkward. Is it an 18-year-old with a French accent or
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that
he goes ha ha
he's like
no but
no,
I'll tell
you
what.
I still love you baby
yeah. I tell you what when I get back we're going to get naked.
We're going to get crazy. Yeah,
we're
going to
get
naked
and we're going to get crazy. I go, wow, he's a romantic.
The only person
really set in the mood.
I was
that's all it took.
I was watching it with friends of mine and
over
Discord, and one of my friends, he's married, he has kids or whatever, and he said, is that what you say to your wife every time like
you're going to have some sex later?
And he was like guaranteed like every fucking time.
Oh yeah, wet.
I'm just kidding. You want to get crazy and naked?
It's funny, like everybody in this
wet and wild.
Everybody in this movie was horny at the right time, I guess, except for Pam. Pam was not horny at the right time. The girl that fell into the sewer and died.
You know, it's funny you say these names, but I don't remember
names. The only two people I remember are Pam, because the guy was yelling Pam, and I'm pretty sure I'm right on Pam.
Mike Brady.
Harold.
Harold?
Which one was Harold?
Harold
the
was
old man?
Harold was the old man that died
chopped
in the
his
green
hand off?
The greenhouse.
that fucking scene.
So
watching.
What was Harold. The first okay, yeah, I know, yeah, Harold. So I have a couple lines that were some of my favorite. One of the Harold lines is one of my favorite. I have a line later, but this one I'm gonna play a line right now.
Oh wow. God.
This is the French wife. All right,
yeah,
here we go.
This is the first time they meet each other.
Yeah.
First time. All right, here's the clip.
And this is my wife, Maria.
Hello.
Hi, Maria. Nice to see you. Don's our county sanitation supervisor.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which is just a college-educated way of saying that I crawl around in sewers and that I get paid about a quarter of what I made as a plumber.
Good to meet you. Funny, but you don't look anything like a wicked bitch of the north to me.
What?
I'm Rake and Danny's mother.
Oh.
Rake and Danny's
They're in my junior and senior classes. They don't like...
Oh, okay, yeah, they don't like me. Everybody in the fucking
so that's
club.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. You
there's no yeah.
You're good parent.
Call me wicked bitch of the north.
There's no like emotion on her face that would say like that's not appropriate. Whether you say it verbally or not, the facial reaction should be like that's fucked up.
It's fucked up. And
oh right, yeah.
And it's an insane thing to say to a person you just met. You know, like you know, obviously you're trying to be. Funny, but like they don't know you. They don't know your sense of humor. English you're just coming in saying you don't look like a bitch. Like,
English isn't her first language, so it doesn't mean anything. When you curse in another language, it just means less.
Also, what if she said it in French?
How long did these people? How long did all these people live in this town and never meet each other?
Yeah, apparently it's a small town.
It's a small town, but they had never met. Like I've never introduced my wife to this other guy, even though they've probably all known each other for seems to be a long time. At least all the guys have.
This has gotta
all
be the only place they go and hang out.
Yeah. Also, how long did it take for you guys to figure out what the main character did for a living, because it took me a long time.
I think I wrote it at the end, because he says health inspector at the end.
at the very end.
And I went, oh, that's what he does. And me and my friend Clay were like, what the fuck? I don't understand what he does.
I didn't get it until the...
what is his authority?
Yeah.
He's going around doing all this shit.
The funny thing is I didn't get it until the restaurant scene. When the guy's like eyes explode and everything, and and he comes in and they're like, and the sheriff's just like, "You're the health inspector, you son of a bitch!" Like, you know, he's like so angry at him, like,
yeah, yeah. But sometimes he's like, "We need him at the scene." Other times he's like, "Get out of here!
Why does
you can't be on here?
Why does he ever need the health inspector at any of the scenes except for the restaurant one? That's the only one that I understood him showing up.
He's like, well, I guess you get a B rating.
He understands what humans need and don't.
He didn't need to show up to the drunk's house, which the drunk I thought was a okay guy up until 5 seconds after meeting him.
Did you see the trash?
Like, you mean everywhere in his house?
Why he was there?
No, but like he." The drunk at the beginning of the movie, when like the kids drove by, they're like, "Fuck!" And he almost falls over, and then he like,
dude, his house.
He's like, "Come over, dog!" Like he tells his dog to come over, and he's like, "Oh man, they almost hit me." He's like, "Oh, we're good. All right, let's go home." And then you're like, "Oh, okay, it's just an old man walking his dog."
We'll just
and
have
then
right a couple when he, of drinks,
and then right when he gets to the house, he's like, he's like, "Oh, you piece of shit! Come on! Oh, you don't want to come inside, huh? Yeah, stay outside." And it's like.
Well, to be honest,
turned evil real quick.
Well, I will say, to be honest, if you know an alcoholic, you know they'll flip on a dime. You know.
Also, it's the closer he got to his house,
he became a
because you know when he was out, he was fine because he was away from his troubles. But the closer he got to his troubles, which is the house,
oh god,
he's going to be evicted. The place looks like
it looked terrible. It was disgusting. You know,
he was like a hoarder.
He takes a bite of that pizza that's just sitting on the.
He throws it down the.
And he goes, ugh. And then he just throws it into the basement.
Yeah, and when the health inspector comes down, he looks down the stairs and there's just a pile of. Like, you can't even go down there. It's like they've come up the stairs. It's just a pile of trash.
There's no doubt you'll find a dead body in there somewhere.
Which probably means that he's not paying for them to pick up the trash.
Oh, yeah. He's not paying for anything. Shit.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't pay for shit.
And then his dog's dog. Like, you see the leash that he had on his dog?
No.
It wasn't a normal leash. It was like, it was literally like twine rope.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's insane.
The fact that he was. Aaron, go do, unless you're going somewhere else, go. Okay, well, when we get there, I think it's around 19 or something.
All right.
So that guy, how did he die? I can't remember.
Slugs.
Oh, right. You're right.
Fuck you. He laid on his couch.
He just started screaming.
And started screaming.
Yeah, there's some deaths that I wanted to see.
It was kind of off screen.
And then there's certain deaths that I'm like, you're showing me too much. Like, it was like too gory or something. Or I don't like, I thought some of the gore was pretty solid for.
Practical effects.
Like, it being so cheap. Like, you know, like the majority of the times where they show slugs are just like, it just looks like. You know, basic shots where they just had like 10 minutes to film some slugs.
Yeah. So you mentioned whether or not you knew this guy's profession the whole movie. And I didn't get that because.
Oh, God, that scene.
Only because I read the synopsis for the novel.
Oh, yeah. It's based on a novel.
And
yes.
I found that out because of an interview.
Also, the beginning of the movie says based on a novel.
Oh, it does? I did.
By Sapphire?
I must have blinked.
Based on the novel Slugs.
Slugs by Sapphire.
But go on.
No, yeah. It's by Sean Hudson or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And in that synopsis, it's like slugs are eating, they start eating meat. Like, they just start fed meat. No, just these slugs in this small town or whatever. And then they start to, like, crave meat. You know, that's like...
Oh, okay, that's the...
So, I get it's less about toxic waste dump than it is about, I guess, carnivorous...
So they definitely changed.
They wanted it to have a reasoning, I guess, behind it. Or maybe there's a twist in the book.
There's a sequel too. There's a sequel too to this,
which this movie attempt. I'm sorry, very last shot of the movie. It attempted like sequel to Slugs.
Shit. Yeah,
one
and
slug
played some. The music was like, burn.
What really
it was so intense, and I was like, okay.
I know they were just. Yeah. I was just like, What? Just one random slug? One fucking random slug sitting on a grate, you know, somewhere. And you're like, what? Where did that come from?
They're easily killed, by the way.
It came out of the sewer or what?
Well, the only way you could kill them is with...
A frying pan.
No. Honestly, I guess you could just squish them. Because they go out of their way to get the scientists to make... what the fuck was it? It was some damn bad.
Yeah, I mean, how bad are they? Acid. It's like a leech. You got a leech stuck just to you. You don't just start squirming, oh no, and then roll around in leeches.
Yeah.
You stand up, squash them, you run out of the situation.
Well, it would have made more sense if they showed the slugs moving at like a Mach speed, you know, like they bury super fast and you can't find, but they, you don't really see that. They just sort of are on you and then they're just dead.
I don't remember where I read if this was in the novel or if this was just in an interview or something that I read that... It was something about the neurotoxin of the slime would like incapacitate you. So that would account for, I think it was for the movie.
What the fuck? Did they say that?
I don't know. Did they explain that?
The only time they talk about the slime is when the scientist, badly dubbed, is like, they say if you put a slug on a razor blade and he goes over it, he never touches the razor blade. Yeah. Fascinating, huh? Right. And I'm sitting there going... Yeah. What?
Yeah,
I'm like, what is this? What's the fucking relevance? I'm like, wait. So that means if he's on, you know, like maybe
does
it
this
is
mean
the
if I try to chop him with a knife, I can't?
He's just gonna. I'm gonna go right past him.
Yeah, slime it.
So are you gonna? Is this scene that you wanted to play the kissing scene?
Is this what you were showing me?
No, you said 19 minutes in. This.
Oh yeah, this is okay. So
the creepy.
The scene is where he meets his wife.
Okay,
so he's watching the kids come out of school. His wife is a teacher. He's watching.
I'm really hoping an ad doesn't pop up. If an ad pops up, we're gonna have to stop it. Then we know.
And
we'll
just mute it, and we'll just.
I'll prostrate myself.
All right, here we go. God. All right, do you want to watch the kissing first? I mean, nobody else can see it, but we can see it. We'll describe the kissing for you.
It's basically.
But he's also really into it.
Watching,
he's really
and
into
he's
it.
Like, yeah, smiling and shit.
Yeah, it was weird.
She's kissing like the what would you call him, like the dropout guy? I'm guessing.
Ew.
Why did he do that?
What the fuck?
Like he had to have a reaction. And
these are teens. These are in the movie context. They're teens.
I guess maybe you do the same thing if you were alone. And he doesn't know he's being filmed. Right here. Here it is. Right here.
All right.
Where do you
right
want to go?
That's
from
it.
Well, actually, I've had one all morning.
No. Did you catch?
He put his lips there.
A badly dubbed.
He said, "All right."
Yeah, he goes, "All right."
He put his mouth to her mouth and said, "All right."
Yeah, he goes, "All right." Like that's enough. Like I don't
get
it.
Did he even kiss her?
Why did they even have to have that in there?
All right.
Why did they add? All right. Like, can you back up just like a smidge?
Good luck.
Why even have? All right.
Come on, you got it. You got
it. Hi, beautiful. How are you?
Hi, honey.
All right.
Where do you want?
It sounded like you dubbed it.
It sounded like I just said it. Yeah. It just sounded like I just said it.
I just came in and went.
All right. If you guys watch it, they're kissing as he says all right. They literally are touching lips.
They don't even have to have that in there. There's no reason for it.
It was like they were doing sound effects, and then they just accidentally said all right while they were making the sound effects. And they just were like.
Is that your favorite dub in the movie?
He's like, watch this. I'm going to be in this fucking movie. All right.
moments
the director, yeah.
Moments before this, the guy that dies at the end of the movie, which I don't know his name, Dave.
Yes,
just call him Sewer Man.
Sewer Man. He. It's sad because I just watched this movie this morning. Sewer Man. He goes down into the sewers. For the first time.
That's where he lives, isn't it?
Yeah, Superman goes down into the sewers
where he
for
gets
the first
his powers.
Time. But he puts on the suit. He puts on the whole suit.
Yep.
And the first thing
he puts on like a breathing.
He puts on a breathing apparatus and he's like, why do you got all this stuff on? He's like, well, you know, there's a lot of gases and stuff down there.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot
and,
of shit.
And you have to wear all this in order to like pretty much be down there. You know?
Yeah,
like,
why wouldn't you? I don't want to smell the sewer.
The first thing he does when he gets down there is takes off his fucking hood and his mask.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
And then
exactly.
Digs his hands into shit and then like all this stuff.
And
like,
then touches his flashlight.
And then touches his flashlight, touches all of his stuff. Like, I'm like, he takes off his mask. I'm like, you have to touch your mask to put it. it back on, dude. And you're digging your fucking hand in this, like,
yeah, he's got gloves on. I got gloves on.
Well, he's nonplussed on what he's finding in there too. He's like pulling out. He pulls out something, and he's like
pulls out like dead,
and then he pulls out like
meat,
something skin. Like it looked like skin,
like a cat and skin. Or
it's
something.
Like playing all this intense music, but he's looking at it like, huh? And then he just drops it, and then he pulls out like a long. I don't know.
Are these giant slugs that they just never went into?
Dude, that's what I wanted.
I think
so
they were just. Oh yeah. Also,
mad. I wanted a big ass slug
at the end of the movie.
And
when
never
they were
happened,
in the circular area, and Superman falls into the water and dies,
I thought
or whatever,
a big slug was gonna fucking.
I thought a big slug was
gonna
come
shit.
Out. Yeah. I thought a big slug was gonna pop this fucking head out and be like, or whatever, and that would have made this movie so much better.
All they had to do is reduce the amount of fucking gore effects that they were doing. And then just fucking green screen in a slug and enhance it.
Great. That you
just
could
make
have done
it
like
big
a giant,
in the background or something.
Alien,
George Lucas, this shit.
An alien
put
queen
a
slug.
Giant slug.
Yeah, put Jabba the Hutt.
He's a giant slug. Done.
Done.
That's true.
Jabba the Hutt in there.
So I was really disappointed because I couldn't find any interviews with the director. Juan Picure.
You're doing a lot more research on
Simon. It really sucked. The only interview I found on YouTube was a Spanish one, but they had the transcript.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to Google Translate the transcript. Well, I highlight the whole thing and I put it in there, but there's a limit to how many characters I can put in there. And so I have to do it in sections, you know, like this 18 minute. Well, turns out the Google Translate sucks. And and I didn't get much out of it. But what I did get out of it in this poorly translated, English here was that the small town that they used, they got to use the cop cars.
Oh.
That the cops let them use the cop cars, the actual cop cars of this small town. I don't
know where
the fuck it is.
I love a good small town horror movie, by the way. I mean, like, I think that was one of the main reasons why I chose this movie, just because, like, small town, done.
Yeah,
like,
and there were small town people in it, you know, and
this
this
old lady holding the dog.
Yeah, probably.
Oh my God, that's fucking lady.
But,
That whole interaction is insane.
That there was one guy who brought his whole family, was in the movie, brought his whole family. You know, they watched the movie.
Yeah.
Friends, family, whatever. And they had cut him out of the movie. So he said he felt bad about that.
I love it.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
But it's such... Oh,
give him a director's cut where he's in it. Or at least that guy's
where
cut.
Where it's only that guy.
Yeah.
So there's literally an hour long like documentary interview with this guy. It's called one of his other movies. It's called Pieces, like his first cult classic movie. It's called Pieces of Juan, an interview with Juan Picure Simon. I'm like, perfect. It's on IMDb. Like it acknowledges that it exists. I try to find it.
Yeah.
The internet does not acknowledge that it exists.
There's certain things
I'm
that just still
just
aren't.
Just fucking pissed because now I can't. Like when you.
This is obscure.
It's not. He's not that obscure. He's like any other fucking B movie horror.
I mean, according to Google, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really disheartening. So at some point, because I want to watch some of his other movies, including Cthulhu Mansion.
What?
And which is all of his movies have like double names, you know? Yeah. I fucking hate that. It's like,
oh, in like another country, it's called something else.
Yeah. It like the original name is like Black Magic Mansion or something
you know
like
what
that.
It is, you know? Because certain names they think don't work in other countries, you know, like, I'm trying to think, there was, like the Troll franchise. I think it's Troll. There's a movie called Troll 3 somewhere. It's like called Troll 3 in certain countries, but then it's called something else somewhere else, and it has nothing to do with Troll 2 or Troll 1, and then Troll 1 has nothing to do with Troll 2. That was called something else somewhere else.
Yeah, it doesn't even, do they even say the word troll
I think,
in
I think
in Troll 2?
I think Troll 2 is called Hobgoblins.
Yeah, they say well, they say Goblin.
It's called
the
Hobgoblins in other countries, but then he thought, well, in order for it to sell, people might want to see a sequel to Troll 1. So I'm just going to call it Troll 2.
Then they should have all those people.
Then they should have changed the name of the fucking town to Lort. It's Troll backwards, not Nilbog, which is
just dub
goblin.
It.
Yeah, dub it to Lort.
Lort.
Every time they say goblin, just say
Troll. Lort. Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
Lort. It's Troll backwards. This is their kingdom.
So yeah. Anybody else?
Well, he also did a fantasy.
Oh, okay.
So he's done fantasy and horror films. Which is funny because the last tie into that was Edgar Allan Poe. Well, we didn't watch the movie, but I had watched a Lou Ferrigno movie.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about
Edgar Allan Poe did some fantasy stories, which I didn't know, but he's more famous for horror. But he did a Jules Verne movie.
Oh.
Like Journey to the Center of the Earth or something, you know?
Yeah, or the Under the Sea one.
Yeah, it's
Under the Sea.
Yeah, I love that one. Musical, right?
All right. I'm gonna play this interaction real quick with
Please.
This dog lady.
The fucking bitch who called them.
Who called them?
She calls them. Hey, there's something wrong with my pipes, which sounds like the beginning of a porn movie. Am I right?
Okay. All right, here we go.
Clean them
a
out.
Porn movie.
It's gonna be a piece of cake.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hi there, Mike.
You two took your sweet time getting here.
Hi, I'm Mike Brady.
I don't care who you are. I want something done about that smell. I'm not on welfare. I pay my taxes.
Whoa, do you suppose maybe we could start at the beginning?
We can start anywhere you want, young man.
Ew.
As long as we end
young
up getting
man.
Results.
That sounds like she could have read that sexual.
It.
She could have read it like...
And I love that
I know. Some of the lines...
We can start
anywhere you want, young man.
She's the...
I pay my taxes.
Yeah, I pay... Yeah, I'm not on welfare. I pay my taxes. Go fix the sewers. Like, I'm confused. Okay,
fix
whatever.
The sewers. Also, he says later on in the movie, I had some of my guys go check it out. Not once do I see anybody else that works for him. It's always
guys.
Only him. And I'm like, dude, don't lie to yourself. You don't have any workers. You don't have any friends. It's
That's
just
true.
You, buddy. You
That's
and
true.
Weird health inspector guy.
Trying to seem like big time. And he's not. He's just small town, small fish, small pond. Small
dick.
Small dick.
My first favorite death, though, was Harold at the greenhouse. That was my first, like...
You know, I kind of liked the first death in the very beginning of the movie, but it's not because his death was cool. It was the girl's continuous... questioning of him dying. So like,
she's like, I'm gonna leave you.
She's like, hey, don't be messing around. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Don't be messing around. It went on for like 2 minutes of her just saying that, and I was like, how long is it gonna take these slugs to kill him so she gets the fucking hint? And then finally and I was like, good Lord, can we move on?
No, yeah, that one was pretty funny too. But this one was the first like gory one.
This one was
the first ridiculous
because it's insane.
But the opening line to this scene made me laugh so much because she comes in.
Oh, okay.
The wife comes in. Oh, also the sheriff. I have a sheriff line or whatever. But the sheriff is a complete asshole the whole movie.
True.
And
except the end.
I loved that too. Oh yeah, the end. He's all of a sudden not an asshole.
Fine. I thought he was going to say some shit, but he didn't. He just let it happen, and I was like, oh.
No.
He
but,
just let
but,
them do whatever.
Yeah, but the beginning of the movie, he's just an asshole every single time. Also, I don't understand why the main character, Mike, like lights up a cigarette and
Mike
then asks him, can I smoke in your car?
Yeah.
Oh,
with,
my God.
With
I
the
wrote
window,
a note about that.
The
scene.
Window rolled up. And
but every time.
Yeah,
it's rolled up, not rolled up. His hair's moving for some reason. It's not
moving.
Because
he flicks it out, and then it cuts back, and then it's just rolled up. And I'm like.
Also, what didn't make
continues on
his line back to the sheriff didn't make any sense because he's like, it's your lucky day because it's a $500 fine or whatever, right? And he's like, and then the sheriff eats a candy and he's like, you know what's in that candy? Bugs and maggots and bullshit or whatever. And then he spits the candy out and he's like, hey, that's a $500 fine for littering. It's candy, motherfucker. It's not the same. That's not the same goddamn thing.
Degradable.
Yeah, it's not the same thing as a fucking cigarette that you just threw out, you son of a bitch.
The filter that's going to...
Well, you know, yeah. cops.
But what? Also, no, why no, did the, he just
the
immediately...
Mike said that to the cop. The health oh. inspector.
Why did he just
well, you know
believe
health
him?
Inspectors.
Yeah,
why did he just believe him? He didn't have the... He didn't pick up the wrapper
and go, is there, can-
start
is there
reading
bugs in
it,
this candy?
Start reading it and you go, hey, you know what this is? It says in here that there's fucking poop in here.
Yeah.
Literal poop. You're sucking on hard candy poop.
Ingredient fecal matter.
You know, so he just candied feces. And he just was like, oh my God, everything you say is the truth.
Everything you say.
I know. How could
But then
you...
he doesn't believe him at all about slugs. And then at the end of the movie, he was just like, yeah, whatever, you're free to go. But you didn't believe him at all. So shouldn't he be questioned? He just blew up the whole town.
Oh my
He's a
God.
Domestic terrorist.
First, the whole town.
Oh, and they yeah, just let him go.
Down. The whole town exploded.
That guy died. You don't know if he killed that guy.
Yeah. And then was trying to cover it up by exploding the whole town.
And the scientist is an accomplice who was never there at any moment when he was trying to convince people with his health inspector authority to say, well, look, here's a scientist.
Don't you love that in Old Town, in these movies that like it's an old town, the person they go to is the scientist. At the fucking school.
Who can't leave? He just can't leave.
He's a science teacher.
Is that what he is?
I thought he was a science teacher.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what else would he be?
The town scientist.
Why would he be?
No
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I thought
think
he was the
he
science
is the teacher.
I thought he was the science teacher. I thought that's where they went at the beginning.
And then I think that's probably the only reason he
that's
knows
right.
him
that's
is
right.
because his wife
that's
knows
right.
him because yeah. of the school.
Is he sexually attracted to her husband, to Mike? Because he seems to do everything immediately for him. He's like, all right. And then he's like in the truck on the, with the.
Hey, was it just me? Like, the guy's probably British, but I for a little bit of the movie, I was like, maybe this guy's not British, and they just dubbed him with a British
guy. They just dubbed him British. So
to make him seem smarter.
I think so, yeah.
I think his British accent
American
was
audiences.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think his British accent was horrible.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's just redub him with someone who does a better accent.
Yeah, who does a better British accent. Because I was like, I don't know if he is British or not. Like, I couldn't tell from...
It just makes it more ridiculous. And but he's kind of smirking in his truck. He's driving with the chemicals to dump in the lithium or whatever to dump in the sewer.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all right, Mike, whatever you say. Yeah.
Audio got real weird.
That's not... Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this is the wife of Harold. I don't know the wife's name. Who's smoking and vacuuming later or whatever. Listening to slow jazz. I don't know what the fuck she was listening. All right. Here we go. Oh, no. Pause it.
Oh.
Up, up.
Oh,
I
you
need
fu-
audio.
You fucked up.
This is crazy. Yeah.
Harold?
What?
I would just like to know, what are these?
Yeah, I would just like
Slug's
to know.
Slug's eggs.
Oh, cool.
What?
Slugs.
I don't care what they
are. I don't give a shit.
Just get rid of them.
Harold, I just came in here to ask you
what
these were. I don't care what they are. It's like someone with dementia wrote this fucking movie.
That's what made me laugh so much when she came in and she was like, what are these? And he's like, slug eggs. What do you want? And she's like, I don't give a shit.
Such a bitch. He's just so calm about it.
It makes
slugs.
No sense.
No, because they're slugs. They're like, slug like you shouldn't question. Like, they're slug eggs.
If
like,
she, yeah, if she
slugs
said,
love plants.
Oh,
what
cool.
do I do?
Get rid of them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, how do I get rid of them? Or can you get rid of them? And he was like, oh, God, another thing I got to do. Whatever, yeah. You know. Just do it, Harold. You know, that makes sense. But these little things that they don't need to add in, like a response to that. Or, you know, him going, all right.
Darp.
All right.
Yeah, and it's did you guys notice, I think at the end it's just like when the everything's exploding and it's just the reused shot of the greenhouse explosion.
Yes.
Again,
I did notice that and I was like, wait, that greenhouse already exploded.
It's just like the same exact explosion shot, but nice. Just
but
like
darker.
A little darker.
That was like a badass explosion.
No, they went all out.
The when they blew up those two old people, their house fucking blows up because why? Why does it blow up again?
But all I'm thinking
he had some like arsenic or something in there with his
oh, he was trying to kill his wife.
And he had some gasoline.
He had some chemicals he was trying to kill his wife
but
with.
If this also
I don't know what lit the like the spark though.
Oh, she had a cigarette and vacuuming.
But it was inside.
So that's true.
She put it down.
She put it down. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
At the end though, why so all the sewers, they're, you know, exploding all the manholes, but like, aren't the sewers also connected to like toilets?
Random, yeah.
So wouldn't that blow up people's toilets? That amount of
actually, this was
vacuumized pressure.
Yeah. I watched this thing.
People would be shitting and it just like blow their ass off.
Yeah, only random buildings blew up.
It was like, yeah, I want to say it was like 19th century toilets in Britain or some shit.
For this movie?
No. This was a while ago where they were having there's a specific like pipe trap.
Yeah.
That was invented because of the methane gas
that would
come up and would catch fire and blow out the fucking blow people's bathrooms up and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, like right up your asshole.
Oh, my God.
And so there was a specific, you know, latch or something that would like come down. I forget what it is. Or like a tube that would twist a certain way, you know, so that the gas couldn't go back up into that area, and
crazy.
Then if it caught fire, blow up your fucking bathroom. So they were having problems with that, and they had to invent.
Holy shit! Okay, then.
That's funny.
Explained.
Yeah, the logic of the movie.
Yeah,
explained.
Debunked. Mm-hmm. Oh my god! No, yeah, that the also I love how at the end of the movie all the firefighters show up to the start of the fire and not where all the fires are throughout the city.
They
don't show up at like the building in downtown, the two cars that exploded, the rent, like they don't show up at all these other at the actual fires. They show up at the moment, the place of impact, to spray with water. And I didn't understand why they all showed up at that one place.
Well, I guess
they didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, I guess the sheriff said, "Hey, they're removing manholes down here, and we don't mess with that."
Also, I love that they gave like the nerdy guy that's clearly too weak to remove a manhole or whatever. I mean, it might have been stuck or whatever. To like, hey, go up there and remove that manhole, and let us know when you're
that fucking
you're
scene.
Ready. And he's just like,
bro, he wasn't even trying.
You know,
he was. There's no leverage. There's no pressure. He just puts it in the thing and he just keeps wiggling it out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're a fucking. You do all the science shit and you don't know how to
You know some basic physics.
Basic, yeah, exactly. Come on, man. Like, don't be a fucking moron. It's just stupid.
Yeah, I gotta say that this movie.
I'm just gonna play this on.
At any scene, has memorable dialogue.
Yeah.
Like there's so much that I didn't even write anything down because every scene is some quotable. You could just open it.
Oh wait, so it was a split cable that blew them up?
I guess so. Yeah.
When the fuck did that happen?
I don't know. I wouldn't even fall around.
But they blew up their whole greenhouse. The whole house.
Al, would that have been your reaction if something was biting your hand in a glove to cut off your hand?
So that part is in the book, where they try to get the glove off. There's two people, him and his wife, trying to get the glove off.
Okay.
And they can't get it off because whatever, the slugs are in there, I guess. It doesn't really translate well. I didn't actually read the book. I'm just saying the synopsis of the book. But I imagine there's more detail. And yes, that would be my reaction.
Oh,
the follow-up scene right after that when the greenhouse blows up. And
you're talking about this moment right here where he shows up to his wife.
He discovers the slugs. He finds out about the deaths.
The emotional roller coaster that they go through.
Yeah,
put us through.
I was baffled by his reaction.
This is previous to my favorite slug scene, though. It's like before.
But here's the weird part about this. This is why I'm still confused about who knows each other in this fucking town. Because it seems to be Mike and Sewer Guy are the only two people that haven't introduced their wives to each other, but everybody else has fucking met. Like, they knew these two old fucks that are just sitting at their house with, you know, at the greenhouse.
Yeah, I liked them.
Like, why is... Yeah. He's like, yeah, they were nice people. Like, I don't understand.
You need to play the audio of it, because I need to hear his reaction.
Yeah, let's hear this again.
He's like, you could probably just play it there, honestly.
Yeah, play it right there. Play it. Yeah, well, play it. Play it. Yeah, play it.
You don't need to go back.
Play it.
It's a long story. So he's pulling up back to his house.
In his station wagon, looking good. Light blue station wagon.
How are you?
We're totally married. All right.
All right.
All right. That's right. Hold on.
Did you hear about Harold and Jean Morris?
Nope. What? Why?
Nope.
They're dead.
Happy as fuck.
Come on now.
Come on. That doesn't happen. They're old.
There was some kind of an explosion in their greenhouse. They were both inside.
Wait a second. You're kidding. How'd this happen?
Slugs? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
They were nice people. And I liked them
a
lot.
Isn't that nobody
and
knows?
I liked them too. And I liked them a lot. Wait. Okay.
He goes, I liked them a lot.
Oh,
and then there's follow-up. He's just immediately like
watching the whole... Okay.
They're completely devastated. And then they're like, well, check out this garden. It's pretty cool.
So what are you doing out here anyway?
He's working in the garden.
Oh, I see. Now you call this a garden.
You got it, you
go. The dialogue is just too fast.
You see these slime trails everywhere? Those new houses I was checking out.
Zoom in on the chocolate. The melted chocolate.
Yeah.
You see these slime trails everywhere? Okay, but one more scene that you don't have to do the dialogue for or whatever. But this is now they're looking in the garden. There's slime trails. They see a slug. He goes to like mess with it. And the slug's like, nah. It bites him. And it's the coolest scene. It's the cutest and coolest scene.
It is so cute. Yeah.
Because it's this puppet.
I know.
He says, those are the biggest slugs I've ever seen.
It's like an animatronic. It's not animatronic. It's a puppet. And that's a big finger. If you pause it on it, that's a giant finger.
I thought it was a toe in the trailer.
That's a giant, that's a fake finger that they use.
Yeah, how is it the biggest
slug? Go back and pause it.
I believe you.
Oh, you believe me now?
I believe you.
Okay, there's a scene at the very end. We don't have to skip to it yet, but there's a scene at the very end that I want you to see where the guy is in the sewer. He's drowning. He's trying to get his friend out. He's hanging on a pipe above him.
Oh, God.
And they flash below the water, and he's kicking.
Yeah.
And it's literally a hand with a glove on.
Is it?
With little booties on the fingers, and there's kicking back and forth like its feet, like its legs and feet. I swear to God.
Okay, all right.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh God, the fucking salad scene. So, that's just this bitch getting drunk as shit all day.
So who are these people? Okay, these were people.
Hold on,
I'm
fast forwarding to the end of this movie so I can see this.
I need to see
right there. That's it. Perfect. That was it. He went right to the scene.
Hold on, that's I don't amazing. Believe. Okay, so the end of this movie. Superman.
They're fighting. Guy.
Superman gets knocked into the
He gets knocked
oh,
into the water.
Oh, that's a doll right there.
That was a doll. He sunk real fast.
Yeah, so fast. Into the abyss.
And the guy's panicking and freaking out. And he's trying to save
the friends,
him.
Yeah, the friends.
Slugs are all over.
He's in the water with all the slugs. Oh, no. There it is. That's a hand with booties on it. With little booties on the fingers. Can you see it?
It doesn't look real, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But
pause it on the hand itself.
All right.
It's so hard to tell because the...
Yeah.
Like, what it is exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, that's...
In quick succession with the other scenes, it's not too noticeable. And I think they achieved it, but I noticed. So that was
I don't know why he's struggling to get out of the water so bad. He just stays in the middle.
Because slugs, baby! Because the neurotoxin, it's right there.
Well, it sucks because we can't get rid of the...
So, look behind. See how it's like a thumb back here? In the back here?
I don't know.
But
it's probably a shot that was filmed in a tank. In a fish tank.
Exactly. See all the tiny debris?
Yeah, it's like fake eel. It's like fake slugs. It's not... Yeah,
yeah, it's
just... play pause real quick.
Play pause.
So we can get a different.
All right, I can see what he's talking about.
The kicking is not. It doesn't look like legs. It looks like finger.
If you do want to watch this, it's
I played a lot of finger skateboarding as a kid, so I know what that
is. It's 22 minutes in. This scene happens that he's talking.
If you don't believe me, judge for yourself.
Yeah, and you let us know. Is it a hand? Is it not a hand?
Yeah. Yeah. Email Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah. Email
him.
Hit
him up
Send
on
me
Instagram.
A letter.
Hit him up on Instagram. DM him.
Okay.
So these are the other friends that were at the beginning. She's the party wife. She drinks a lot.
Oh, yeah. I love that also where he's like later in the movie, she's like, I'm sorry I'm such a bitch all the time. And he's like, no, you're fine, honey. What are you talking about?
It's just all the...
And he's like, it's just all the... And she's like, yeah, I know. I need to stop my drinking. Like, if anybody drinks in this movie, they're an asshole.
Everyone's so...
Later in the movie, during the sex scene, the guy... is a drinker. God, and he's like, get off
that
my,
was so funny.
Get off my fucking ass. Like, he's all of a sudden turned into an abusive husband that's been drinking for 45 years.
I gotta refuel. I gotta refuel my energy.
Refuel my energy. Like, you were doing just fine. You were doing top notch, bro. Oh, fucking.
Yeah, he gets so mad.
Yeah, he gets so
mad.
Also,
she starts crying near the end of it.
She was crying while they were banging. I know. I'm like, why is she crying?
No, Michelle was sitting in here while we were, like, when I was watching this movie, and she goes, is he in? Is she enjoying this? And I go, I don't know. Like, it's so true,
maybe
she,
maybe he was the reason, or the reason he drinks is because when they have sex, she cries and he can't be open about it. But their relationship, these other people's relationship is completely open. They just say, oh, yeah, I got a drinking problem. Oh, yeah, fucking. I wasn't going to say anything, but.
Yeah, it's. I mean, does she die in this?
Who?
Her, the drunk.
No.
She survives.
No, yeah. That nobody, they, which is weird. They, like, stay on these people the whole time. Like, oh no, it's not, I guess, because the husband dies. The husband dies in a very gruesome way. But she does not die. She has stomach of steel. She can eat slugs and not.
Yeah, she ate too.
Did she eat the salad?
She ate the salad. She made. She goes, I feel like we'll be a little healthier and we'll eat a salad. And he's like, I want a steak. And she's like, no, we're going to have a salad.
How about slug steaks?
Yeah. It's because the alcohol killed the slug.
There you go.
Oh, that's true.
There you go. That's the reason.
So, yeah, it's really gross, too, the cutting of the lettuce and the slug. The slug burrowed in the head of the lettuce. Just looks gross, you know. Can we hear the scientist's accent?
I was kind of hoping that this movie would be... I honestly...
Yeah, see, they run to a school.
Can we hear this music? Can we hear the intense music they're going to play here?
Oh. What the fuck?
Kim, Mike, what are you two doing here?
Huh? I'm sorry to bother you, John, but,
John, I want to ask you some questions about these.
It's like, obviously.
What's this?
It's a fucking slug, what's bro. This?
It's the most crazy British accent.
It reminded me of Austin Powers. a character from Austin Powers.
Watch
this. I think there's a flashback scene.
It's like
where it's him young or whatever, and they put on a really bad British accent over the guy or whatever. I think there's a flashback scene.
Over which guy?
In Austin Powers. In one of the Austin Powers. Three Austin Powers.
I know,
in
one of them. Dub over who?
Dub over.
No, they dub over.
Dub over me right now.
It's like a young Austin Powers.
They're dubbing him.
He's not dubbed in that.
Well, that's what it reminds
me
of.
Hey, go back. Go
that's
back.
The third one when he goes back. Well, that's what it reminds him as a kid. No, yeah.
Does he dub himself?
Seems like he's dubbed is.
Does he dub himself?
No. It's legit just like a young actor doing
Frankenstein.
He's like, you know, he's just younger than. But you know, the one that sounds the weirdest when he's young is Basil.
Oh yeah,
because he's just like, yo, top of the class.
Yeah.
You know, because it's what's his fucking face from Logan's Run. But it kind of sounds like that guy's voice dubbed over this British scientist. But anyway, so they meet him and they give him the slug and he's gonna examine it and then eventually he, like, cuts it in half and it's fucking. It's gross because he's legit cutting a slug in half.
Hey, was it? I expected
was
to see...
that a real slug?
Yes, no, I 100% killed a slug. 100% killed a slug.
Oh, this is the scene.
I think they killed a hamster too.
Oh no, seriously, when that hamster, I was like, did they legit kill this? It looked like it was like
it
a legit
like they
hamster
super glued
dying.
A slug.
And it was like, what the
back.
Fuck?
But then they show you these faraway shots.
And the hamster's in the background.
And the hamster's just chilling in the background.
In the background,
in the cage.
Perfectly fine.
And I'm like, man, they couldn't.
Yeah, he doesn't try to help the hamster at all. He's just like, that's
like, that
weird.
Is a legit slug.
Interesting.
And guts.
Oh, guts come out, everything.
That looks like a turd right there. That's just a turd.
Yeah, a turd with guts in it.
Oh, yes, guts. Oh. I need the guts, yes.
Mike, I have to tell you. That's what he sounds like.
That's exactly what
he sounds like. We're just going to pause it on
80s
man ass.
Nasal.
Yeah, it's very nasal.
Nasal. I expected, honestly, I expected just more boobs in this movie for some reason. I thought there was going to be more boobs because of the trailer.
Yeah.
But the there's a moment in the trailer when you watch the trailer, there's literally where the trailer guy says, and don't and like and don't have sex when your parents aren't home or whatever, like and like
because slugs
your whole house will be invaded with slugs.
It's like the slugs knew the parents weren't home. Like the slugs are like, the parents are gone.
Yeah.
Invade! Yeah. Like,
going through the toilet.
They invaded the whole place and then vanished without a fucking trace.
Yeah.
There was
what
not one slug, nothing.
So much
slugs. No silver slime trail.
There were so many slugs on the floor of this bedroom when they when she gets out of the bed or whatever. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, she has no idea what's going on. She just walks into it, slips, and decides to...
I'm just going
to
press play.
Live her life in the pile of slugs that's
so we'll
on
the
see floor.
The
whole floor
of...
is slugs. And he's just hammering away. And
she's crying.
Yeah, she's
and
crying.
And then she starts...
Not enjoying it.
She's not enjoying it. But then right afterward, then she's like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was enjoying it.
This
is how I enjoy
liked
it.
That. And he's like, I refuse.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Gotta recharge my batteries, babe.
Fuck
Get
off,
up,
bitch!
Immediately.
Immediately in his foot.
So, I love that
it just spurts out of his
foot.
Yeah.
What is he? He's got like a what's that called? A
oh my God!
An artery right there in his fucking foot.
Dude, and, Jesus! Oh, look at all that.
And
paint.
Then they do the red paint. Yeah, they go all out with the red paint in this scene. They paint. Everything.
Paint the town red.
Dude.
I don't know what to say.
What the fuck? I honestly don't know what to say in this scene. I'm baffled watching it.
Yeah, it's
She's literally, look at the floor. It's like tarp. It's just like a trash bag tarp on the ground.
Yeah. I love how also he was trying to escape. I love that in these movies, they always try to, like the other person always just tries to escape the moment and like leave their...
Yeah.
Dude, also,
loved
you see his
dying.
Dick and balls in the scene.
Yeah, a little floppy. Yeah, a little flopping around.
When
yeah.
he bounces back with his foot, you see everything.
I saw it all. There's you can't
I
hide
saw
anything.
It all.
Yeah, I saw it all.
I saw it all.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell the difference between her dying and her having sex. So
yeah,
dude, how is he? Dude, he literally falls here.
I wish they would have established more that the slugs had some sort of power, some sort of toxin that was immobilizing people that would make it a little bit more frightening than a slow ass fucking dumb slug.
Seriously.
That's basically like a leech.
Yeah. So the sheriff had some of my favorite, like, just get angry at people. Also the water guy had a really funny line back to like the main character whenever he showed back. He comes over, the water guy's like the guy that runs the water district, Frank or whatever, he shows up in or whatever, and I like his secretary was like, "Do you want me to call the police or whatever?" The funny thing is Matt should have said, "I already told the sheriff to come here." You know what I mean? Like that would have been a better like the police are on their way or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, but they were just like, "No, don't call the police or whatever." But he comes in and he's like starts telling them like slugs are in the water or whatever, and he's like. And he was perfectly calm at the beginning eating a sandwich. And then he just gets like, this is ridiculous. Like everybody gets so quick to anger in this movie. It's awesome.
Which is crazy because how people react to deaths is
yeah.
Nothing.
Why did the business people that were coming to do the business the mall watch the death in the restaurant and then immediately go to the mayor's office like an hour or so later to finish the deal?
Because,
the same day.
Because business is business, baby.
It doesn't matter if you've seen it. And they're like, this better not happen a lot in this town.
Multiple
it's like,
times.
What, people die?
Multiple times.
In
he
crazy
says,
deaths?
She goes, I just can't help thinking about, you know, whatever, you know, the guy, you know, he just clawed his eyes out or whatever, you know. And he goes, just don't think about it, baby, or whatever, right? That's exact same line as what the kids say. When the girl's like, oh, the death of so-and-so at the Halloween party in the middle of the woods, one of the kids says, I just don't think about it.
Yeah.
Do you think the
I'm like, wait a minute. Why is that the solution?
Do you think the writer of this, the script, because I doubt the book is written like that, but the script, you know, saw like a death, and then he's like, I just don't think about it.
Yeah, it was like all the guys, when they talked to the women, it was like, they know that death doesn't make them horny.
Yeah.
Right? So they're like, oh, just put it out of your mind. Just don't even think about it. Then you'll be horny, right?
All right. So this is my favorite. This is one of my favorite.
You'll sign the papers, right?
Freakouts by the sheriff. So the kids have just died at the house. The deputy is taking photos of the scene.
Yeah. And I fucking hate the deputy, by the way. The Gomer Pyle deputy guy.
He's the calmest guy.
I hate that guy.
He's like super excited about death in the town. He's like, normally we have nothing exciting in this town, but now there's death everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's the actor. I just didn't.
You'd think her nose would have been dissolved too.
All right, here's my moment.
They like lips.
Oh yeah, the nose. There's no bone. Yeah, it's all cartilage.
Bone pretty much everywhere else, but the nose here we go. Stayed.
Slow scene of them picking up a body and moving it. Everyone awkwardly standing.
You know
around.
What we need in this slow scene is somebody saying, all right.
I want pictures of everything, understand?
Sure, Sheriff.
Don't sure, Sheriff, me unless you know you're sure.
I'm sure that I'm sure, Sheriff.
You better be Dobbs, or I'll shove my boot so far up your butt you'll need a tow truck to get it out.
I think Dobbs is going to like that.
Why
actually.
Is he so... Yeah, why no, did he I get thought so... Dobbs was kind of... I was just like...
Why did he get so he angry?
Like, all right, I love you too, honey. When he's talking to his wife, I was like, that's your boyfriend. Don't lie.
Why did he get so angry at Dobbs for just saying, yeah, sure.
Because they want to have this dumb
son of a bitch.
He's probably, are you sure you're sure? I'm sure I'm sure you're sure.
This stupid fuck probably fucks up all the time and does all this stupid shit. And he's just like, I'm fed up.
Yeah. Now I'm there's fed a up. Death every fucking day.
Yeah. He goes, remember last time there was a death? You forgot to take photos, period. You better fucking take the fucking photos. And then old health inspector Mike comes in because he can just walk in anywhere.
Why is he showing up at this scene?
He can walk up everywhere and be anywhere and do anything.
You're a health inspector.
You just flash the badge and you can fucking go anywhere.
Well, no, he asked the question. He goes, where's the sheriff? He goes, oh, yeah, up there. The other cop that's outside at the door.
Yeah, why the fuck would he let Mike go?
Up there. And then he goes, like, all right, cool. Right
yeah, what
in.
The fuck? With some
and then the sheriff
thing.
Goes, "How the fuck did you get in here?"
Yeah, like the sheriff's actually upset. Like, what are you doing here? Like, yeah. Which is how true. The, what are you
I
doing
will
here?
I my boots so far up your butt.
You're not supposed to be here.
Yeah. Hey, you're not supposed to be here, Mike. You're a health inspector. You're supposed to be inspecting the health.
Yeah, that guy doesn't look too healthy now, does he?
But it's at a restaurant.
The restaurant scene obviously is where they put all the money. In this moment,
this is oh where him talking to these people.
It's so
oh
awkward.
My god, they're like, you want to tell them? They're like reaction. They're like, yeah, you ready to tell?
Oh god, we're gonna have to watch him talk.
No, I put all the money in this moment where he just disintegrates from the inside. And this should have happened to more characters.
Yeah, but
more
look
characters.
Right here. I like what they.
Wait. We're just silent watching.
That girl's
this
kinda laughing. Know, that girl's kinda laughing.
His eyes explode out of his
with
head.
With like worms.
There's so many yeah, there's like worms.
Oh, I think they yeah, did say it. They used eels at one point in the movie. In that badly translated that it just said eels at some point and it was like eels. Eels, you know, and I'm like, huh, they must have used I really had to like stretch you know, my imagination on this conversation. Imagination.
Why were they so confused on if they should shut down the restaurant after someone just exploded in the dining room? Like, they were all, like,
we
so confused. So, like,
salad.
Are we going to close this down? Should we close it down? I don't know. Let me fucking do my job. Like now finally the, like... The fucking health inspector can talk shit to the sheriff. Let me do my job and find out if it should shut down, bro. I'm going to go to the scientist and find out what these worms are.
I will
are.
Say history. Yeah,
no.
Give me 5 minutes.
No, there's a death.
Goes, give me 5 minutes to figure it out.
There's a death.
Hey,
shut it down for a fucking hour, a few hours, man. Like, shut it down for the rest of the day.
Oh,
like,
this whole salad conversation
you might as well
is
just
fucking
play
hilarious.
It.
I don't make a
his mom sound. Has more worms que yo choro en la mia cucina.
What's he saying? He says we got no worms here.
He wants worms. Say that minchione of sheriff que la vada fanculo, altrimenti I give him un bel minchione right up in his culo.
Relax. Oh, right up in his culo is his
look,
asshole.
The worms that killed that boy out there didn't just roller skate in here and jump on his plate.
Ma io rispacco la faccia.
Sheriff.
Yeah, okay, so in this moment, they're confused on worms killing this guy, right? Like the sheriff's like, you guys have worms, and the worms did this.
He but ate the them, idea and they blew out of his eyeballs.
But the idea of slugs totally is ridiculous. Also, they even question food poisoning for a split fucking second in these moments. And you're like, no. Food poisoning doesn't blow out your eyes, bro.
Yeah, it blows out your ass.
It blows out your ass and your mouth, not your eyes. And dude, blood gums every.
Blood comes. Yeah.
Blood comes.
Can I just get a little bit of this interaction right here? The health inspector just came in, Mike Brady, I believe. The Brady.
It's about time I'm doing your job for you here. This is a matter for the health department. We found these on the plate. My guess is they came from a
homicide.
I got no worms in my food. I got no worms here. Sure, sure. Well, what? Who died? I thought you knew a friend of yours, Dave Watson.
What?
Well, do I close this place or what?
Well, I don't know that yet.
Well, just tell me if they came from the food.
How should I know? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Why don't you just give me 5 minutes and I'll figure it out.
Terrific. That's wonderful.
Why don't you just give me 5 minutes?
Five minutes, and I'll figure it out.
Why are why is he asking the food inspector if he should close this restaurant?
No, a death occurred.
Close the restaurant for a few days. You have to clean up all the blood and all of that stuff. This place has to be wiped down clean.
Yeah,
it has
exactly.
to be 100% clean. The owner of this place is acting like a fucking Wednesday.
No, a death didn't occur here.
Yeah. If you close down for Wednesday,
someone had some diarrhea. Yeah,
there's a spaghetti and the meatballs on the floor.
If you close down Wednesday, Thursday, I will lose my house, my mortgage. I make the most money on Wednesday and Thursday.
No, and also it's like this is a fancy restaurant, bro. Like you probably have like some money saved up. You're fine.
Yeah. Oh my God, fuck, dude.
Well, and own it?
Apparently, there's only two people that work in this restaurant: that chef and him.
Then again,
so.
I think this is New York.
No,
Where does this take place?
Just a random city,
New England town.
Well, listen to the accents.
Oh, you mean like what?
The accents are all over the place. You don't know where.
Yeah,
everybody's got an accent.
When I went back to Tennessee not too long ago, a couple years ago, I met a
city, but I think
I met a person from Ireland. She was working at a store.
Where?
In Tennessee.
Did you catch her?
Ireland.
Did you get her gold?
What you doing there?
Did you get her gold, Aaron?
Did you steal her pot of gold?
She didn't sound like this, but okay. But, yeah, no, like, she...
Was she like, oh, hello, dearie.
Would you like some soda bread?
I'm sorry, chose Ireland. I'm sorry, I should have said Jamaican. No, you guys would have done
Jamaican. Oh, no, I'll avoid that one.
So, no, the...
Smoke a spleef, brah.
All right.
No, you say, maling. Like the meme.
But...
Maling.
No, no, she, like... So, people... Yeah, she just married somebody. That's how she lives
there
or whatever.
She married someone from Tennessee.
She married somebody, yeah. And they happened to move
back. Those two fucking accents colliding into each other.
Well, I didn't meet the husband. I don't know the husband.
Well, he definitely has a fucking southern accent.
Yeah, maybe.
He's from Tennessee.
But
it's hard not to get one there.
But yeah, this interaction of like, who's in charge of this fucking town? Is it the sheriff? Is it the health inspector?
It's the sewer man and science bro.
Sewer man and science bro. That's a movie I want to watch.
Everyone fucking knows it's them too.
It's sewer man, science bro.
I didn't write many notes for this movie.
No, and there's not. Because
I didn't know what to. Sometimes I was literally like.
Well, here's the other thing.
I was bored watching some of the dialogue.
A lot of stuff was happening in the first, like, 50, 60 minutes of this movie.
And it sort of comes to a halt.
The last 30 minutes is the same thing happening for 30 minutes, which is weird.
So slow.
Yeah. It feels slow. Like, the last 30 minutes, like, it was building up to these moments, this moment, this long Halloween night, which. Is it Halloween?
I guess it's Halloween. They have pumpkins, but then none of those.
But it's a Halloween party.
Yeah, and the only the one guy had the fucking mask and costume.
The rapist,
the guy that wanted to assault the woman.
Yeah,
But no one else had costumes. I was like, this is the lamest fucking Halloween party ever.
Yeah, they weren't. Yeah, exactly. And I like how the one girl was like, I'm not even dressed for this. No, you're dressed fine. You dressed like everybody
else.
Just
like everybody
else. Everybody, like, there's guys in Letterman jackets from high school because that's all they know how to wear as a high schooler is like.
It has to signify that they're from the high school.
Yeah. I wear Letterman jackets. I'm in high school.
He's like, hey, oh, are you part of the team? Oh, no, I'm in band.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just wearing the Letterman jacket.
Oh. I'm in drama.
But I don't know any other, I don't, like, there's probably a few other moments that are quote worthy or whatever. I love the moment where he comes home to his wife who has been calling him for hours, apparently. She's like, I've been calling you for hours. And all it was about slugs in the sink. And he comes home and just grabs a frying pan and just starts smacking the slugs. Just starts smashing them.
Which is an insane thing to do with like the size of the sink, with the size of the frying pan.
No, yeah, you're not getting a lot of like movement or leverage. Or you're
can't
just smacking
hit them very well. Like, yeah. Get a shoe.
But she has been waiting hours for him to come home and smash these slugs with a frying pan. I've been calling you for
hours. I'm incompetent and can't do anything.
Yeah, smash the slugs. If you see one slug.
Okay, wait. I was confused because you're a health inspector. I wasn't sure if the slugs are good for us.
Yeah.
Does salt on...
Should I shut down our house? I don't know what to do.
Salt on a slug work?
Yeah, doesn't it work? Or is that a myth?
Well, I think they said
need moisture, right?
Well, at the beginning of the movie,
snail is a slug, right? It's just in a shell.
Yes. At the beginning of the movie, they said something
slugs
about
are
salt.
Homeless snails.
Hell yeah.
They said something about salt at the beginning, but that was as far as the salt idea went.
Like they mentioned, he was like, salt. Ha ha, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that was it. Me and Eric were saying that the last 30 minutes of this movie drags. Like, there's like the first hour is like scene after scene after scene after scene, and then once they come up with the plan... collapses, but also doesn't collapse. Like, it collapses because they couldn't, because one of the pathways is, it didn't matter. Why did they have to have that moment where they're like, oh, this pathway's closed. It's not on the map. Oh, we got to go around. It's the long way. Okay. Yeah, it didn't feel that, it just felt the same, I guess. Like, it could have, they didn't have to have that moment of, like, confusion in the sewer. Because the guy up top, it didn't affect what the guy up top did.
Yeah, because they're like, we can't... They're trying to contact him. But, like, even if they did contact him, what would it matter?
Yeah.
The motherfucker can't even open the goddamn manhole.
No, and I...
That's the biggest issue.
The sheriff helped him, but didn't show... They didn't show
that
moment.
They didn't show it. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what the sheriff did. He just sort of stood there.
Yeah.
He was just like... And then when the dude gets out of the manhole and he goes by the sheriff, he, like, pushes him. The sheriff's not doing anything. He's just standing there. He's just
it's like it proved that he was right, but none of that scene proved he was right because the sheriff wasn't there, didn't see any of it. Basically, all the sheriff saw, was
an explosion,
was the town on fire.
Yeah, you caused the terrorist attack.
He's like, I guess I should have listened to the health inspector. Maybe he would have burned down the town.
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Where are you going?
This is what we're talking about.
Well, to tell you the God's honest truth, Brady and I are going to go kill some man-eating slugs.
Oh, I trust these so-called killer slugs of yours aren't 18 years old and speak French.
80 years old and speak French. 80? He likes older women. That woman does look like his mom.
When I do get back,
doesn't it?
How about if we get naked and get crazy?
I'll be here.
They never did.
I'll be here. Yeah, tear. Nobody cares.
I would rather Mike fucking die.
I'll be here.
No, I wanted the main dude to kind of sacrifice himself.
I wanted
himself,
Mike to blow himself up.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
After the fact.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, we're not going to... We sort of briefly went over it in that final scene when he's dangling over the... When his friend's in the water... And he's already spent a long time where his friend is clearly fucked and he can't save him. But he's like, you know what? No. I'm going to even try even harder to save him. I'm going to shimmy along this pipe.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to get him with my feet.
He all of a sudden had like he was a gymnast.
I'm going to put my legs up here. Dangle. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what is he, the fucking monkey kid from Jumanji? What's going on all of a sudden?
He became a gymnast.
Immediately,
there was a agility. There was a useless scene where they're carrying a bag of meat. And they're trying to shimmy along the ledge of in the sewer.
Fucking,
And he goes, just leave it. Just leave the bag or whatever. And then he leaves it. And then they go to the open area where he eventually
And
drowns.
He has the bag.
No, and he goes, and he's like, we need bait for the thing. Go back and get the bag. Like, wait, what? Sure, why did you fucking tell him to just leave it? Like,
the whole sewer scene was useless.
Because he was like, hurry up, hurry up. And he was like, you were going too slow. Like, just leave it. And then they get there and he's like, no, we needed that bag of meat.
There's literally no rush. They're not being attacked by anything. Yeah, or if they are, they're not showing it to us.
Yeah.
It's like, it would make more sense if it kept showing, like, swarms of slugs fucking... I don't know. They obviously didn't have the budget for that.
You know
what
would have been cool? Is if there was just, like, the slugs formed a, like, big the formation of a person.
Whoa.
Okay. Standing there, X-Files and then they shit. Just had, like, a slug suit that a dude wore and, like, chased him.
Oh, that'd be badass.
Because it's some toxic.
Movie would be sick.
Yeah, if they're going to go toxic waste, you might as well just go over the top with it, you know?
Yeah, make it so, exactly, like they're a conscious hive mind.
Yeah, and that there is a queen slug at the end or something.
Oh my god, queen, and she has a crown.
I would have loved a queen
slug. Welcome to my kingdom.
I honestly thought it was leading to, like, a queen slug.
She's like, you will be my errand boy.
And then it just ends, and it's like, slugs will return in slug 2.
In slug 2. Long live the queen.
Yeah.
And maybe
the slugdom.
Maybe there are like certain slugs.
Slugdom.
Ooh, slugdom.
Welcome to my slugdom.
What if a slug crawls
slug
in your
matriarchy.
Ear?
Slug matriarchy.
Slug crawls in some people's ears while they're asleep. And they become like chaos agents for the slug throughout the town.
It becomes their brain.
They become zombified, like, you know. Slaves to the hive mind.
Slave,
I'm sure. And then they.
I wonder
like,
if there's a movie.
Things,
I wonder if
like,
there's a.
Oh my god!
It's probably a movie.
That'd be
expand
sick.
The slug's territory.
That would be creative and fun. Instead, they decided 30 minutes of them struggling through sewers and it not being tense would be a better idea.
No, but I will say I was shocked that they killed the friend. I was like, oh my god, they're killing him. Well, like when the moment he went into the water, I was like, oh, he did. Yeah, he did. I thought they were going to kill the scientist guy. Like, I thought he was going to be doing an experiment.
And then the slug kills
and
him.
And the slug kills him.
And they're like, what do we do?
Yeah, how
they
are we going to
do it? His notes, it says that these kill slugs.
Oh, thank God. He already made everything in this cauldron.
Oh, great. We'll just dump this whole vat in the sewers.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. And how did they get the truck that...
Why did they need to go down there?
Yeah, why didn't...
Couldn't they just drop the meat from the...
No,
the
idea, was to lure them all into one spot, but there was no reason for them to all be there, because they weren't following them. Also, they electrocuted like a bunch of them at one point, which was weird.
Yeah, he's very
happy. We gotta get out of here before the electrocutes us. And I'm like, bro, it's already hitting all the water. Like,
yeah.
You're fucked. It doesn't matter. You're gonna get hit by it.
Also, I like how
it's like a Ninja Turtles water level or something.
Yeah, it only affects one little
pixel perfect.
Oh yeah, around the little
seaweed electric
reef
fucking,
or whatever.
Yeah. I don't think they also needed to cut. I didn't think that the Halloween party was necessary for the plot or for the movie.
Yeah, did it add or take anything away?
Yeah, no. Too many subplots that don't amount to shit.
Yeah, they had this like subplot with the kids, but there was no reason for the subplot with the kids. I mean, just to have kids die, I guess. But also, I kind of wanted the butcher to exist, the murderer, the goat killer or whatever that the one person was talking about.
Mm-hmm. That could have been the slug man.
I kind of wanted him to exist.
Imagine if there was a slug dude running around.
That'd be awesome.
And he's like, I'm the goat slug man. I don't know.
I'm just, you know, after watching this movie, at the bottom of the screen, it was recommending all these other horror movies.
Yeah.
And I was skimming through them to see what they were. And one of them was called Slaughterhouse. And it's basically, a shittier attempt at, what is it? Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah. Okay.
And there's just so many scenes in the trailer. I watched the trailer for it. And there's just like, it shows like the main bad guy, and is like this guy who runs the slaughterhouse, and then his son's like this big, giant fat dude, and he's just like making weird pig noises, and he doesn't talk, and he just loves pigs, and throughout the trailer, it just kept going.
So
like,
Slipknot album or what?
It's, I mean. And then it would just go like nothing crazy would happen in the trailer. Like that was made me go, ooh, it would just be like something would occur. And then it would go Slaughterhouse. And I was like, that's the same vibe this movie's given me, where it's showing me literally nothing happening and then tries to make me go slugs. And I'm like, yeah. The most times you got me were the gore scenes, and then after that, I was bored out of my fucking mind.
Yeah,
can we listen to the sitcom music of him in the car at the beginning with the sheriff, where he spits the candy out?
Oh, okay. You have a specific sitcom music. Okay.
There's music playing throughout that it's just weird choices.
Yeah, none of the music matches up to basically any of the scenes.
Okay, here we go.
Lighthearted.
Sheriff, you don't mind if I smoke, do you?
I sure as hell do, Brady. You can muck up your own lungs if you want, but don't.
No, keep going.
I was going to rewind you a little bit to hear the.
That's right, son, after eight.
It plays after it, too.
Oh, it does? It plays after it?
Yeah. Okay. Mind if I fucking.
Right, I'll go back.
Sheriff,
you don't mind if I
smoke, do you?
I sure as hell do, Brady. You can muck up your own lungs if you want, but don't mess with mine, goddammit. Today's your lucky day, Brady.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Littering's a $500 fine in this state. Don't let me catch you doing it again.
Windows rolled up now.
Sheriff, you know what they found in those candies you're eating? Rat shit. Maggots.
Who's they?
Littering. It's a $500 fine.
Son of a bitch.
End of the episode.
I have to, I have to turn the volume down.
Whoa, that fucking.
The Hulk will return next season.
It did sound like a. Yeah, it sounded like that. Or
it's like a 70s.
There was a couple of them that I thought.
Sitcom.
Couple of them I thought Wings. Like the 90s.
Well, didn't you think watching this movie that it said in 1988, but the movie felt like it was in the 70s or something, or it was like right on the edge of the 70s with the music and the just the every I don't
it's
know.
It's a generational thing. That's where those people grew up. They grew up in the 70s. You grew up in the 2000s. You're gonna be like making movies about 2000s.
It's true.
A 2000s vibe.
It's true. I'm constantly wanting to put Ludacris songs and everything, and who else was it? 50 Cent songs.
Probably some
Black Eyed Peas.
Blade rave music, you know.
Always put. Oh yeah, put Mos Def. Eye Against Eye.
Flesh of my flesh. Mama.
His naming Nelly. Cisco
Furtado.
Oh yeah, Nelly Furtado and Cisco.
Nelly Furtado.
And Cisco.
They should have done a song together.
Yeah, there you go.
And
yeah, I would just have the thong song and everything.
Thong, 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 thong.
Nice. That would
be and my, just I don't paint, know what we're talking about. Yeah,
paint everyone's hair. There's got to be a guy with a silver hair.
Yeah. Oh, there's music here at the end here.
Yes, that's why I got it to the scene.
Play that music too.
I want to hear this.
So the music at the end is just very much like, oh, well, my friend's dead. Oh, well, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I want to hear his whole reaction. Can we hear the reaction? Him beat the guy up, beat the sheriff up. Okay.
Why is everything blowing up?
Okay, everything is exploding.
I don't
understand. That car just blew up for no reason.
Was there an attempted?
Oh, I was
gonna
wait till they start
going
talking.
Down. Or?
Yeah, probably mafia hit.
You're right.
All right, the fire trucks are
leaving. They're on their way. It looks like stock footage.
All right, go ahead.
Just blew up the sewers and the whole town.
Sorry about your friend, Bernie.
Where are you going, Frank?
You can go to hell.
You can go to hell.
It's not his fault. You forced your friend to go down there. You said we gotta go down there.
It froze, but keep talking.
Oh, it froze the fuck.
You know, he was like, hey, come on, I need you to go down here with me. And then his wife was like, yeah, well, I'll see you later. We'll get naked and get crazy, right? Okay.
Yeah.
My friend is not going to get naked and crazy with his wife.
Yeah.
You can go to hell.
Technical difficulties. Hold on.
So I'm interested in the other movies that the director has made.
Yo, it didn't let me choose continuous guest. I had to sign in with my Google.
Oh, okay.
I was like, motherfucker.
Did you see it at the bottom?
No, it wasn't there.
Weird. Mine was there.
Well, okay. Mac user.
There's
also there on Xbox.
Hey, Xbox user.
Oh, we got it lined up now. Here we go.
I will just say...
Sorry about your friend, Bernie.
How did he even know? How did he know the friend?
You can go to hell.
Mike, he knew the chances.
I could have kept him out of this.
No, I don't think you could. He knew that. We could never have done it without him, Mike.
Him, whatever his name is. Mike. What was his name?
I don't comfort remember. Now.
We couldn't have done it. He
wanted to
arrest
him.
Damn!
Oh, the music.
Ah, everything's all right. There's the smoke in the marriage hall.
It's some 70s.
Fat cop on the scene. And we got a local. Is that the scientist there?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Cut to a single slug sitting on a vent.
Mike, I just wanted to tell you that if a single slug was found, we're all doomed.
And also, I'd be down for a threesome.
If you're into fucking, I'm a good fuck. I like getting naked and crazy.
They had it was a very like psycho Alfred Hitchcock moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I have no idea what you were, because I was trying to listen to the audio of like the music and see, make sure it wasn't too loud or whatever, and then I'm just hearing you like, yeah, good fuck. Like, I don't know what's happening.
I'm just doing the weird British guy and being weird.
Okay, I thought you were doing the voice of the slug.
Oh, whoa.
We should all fuck. I'm the slug, man.
Yeah, I'm the slug.
It would have been more interesting if he had a single slug stuck on the back of his head. And he turned, he's like, right, Mike? And then he turned and revealed a single slug sucking his brain. And he like he popped his collar up so you couldn't see the slug anymore on his, you know what I mean? Like on the back of his neck.
It's called The Slug and the Brit. That's what the next one's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's about him vying. It's about him trying to take control of his own brain while the slug's trying to take control of his brain.
It's called Brit Brains.
Brit Brains.
Oh,
so this movie. So he's got several other movies here. The other horror classic. It's called Pieces. It seems to be a chainsaw movie as well. The trailer even is like, you don't need a chainsaw massacre if you're not in Texas. Something about Texas and chainsaw massacre.
Of course.
You don't need to be in Texas to have a chainsaw massacre. Hee hee. You know.
That's the plot.
And that was the trailer. And there's titties in the trailer. I'm like, wait, titties in the trailer?
In the trailer. They're trying to get people into the theater. Like, guys,
T-I-D-D. We got titties.
We're showing titties.
But there's also a superhero movie he made. Supersonic Man.
Supersonic okay. Man 1979. Whoa. That's got to be fucking amazing.
Or really boring.
The Rift in 1990. I don't know how much more.
The Rift? What the fuck?
There is Where Time Began, which has a different Spanish name. But this is the Jules Verne.
Oh. Did he have budget for that?
1977. And then Mystery on Monster Island, which is also a Jules Verne, as far as I know, Mike.
Well, I'm just seeing this, I can tell you right now, his movies are probably really...
This is an image from The Rift.
Good. Ooh, that's some Cthulhu shit.
It's giant, like...
Oh, what the fuck? That looks butthole. Cooler.
Yeah. Obviously, he got more money. He got more... I mean, like, he loves doing physical shit, so it's like, I'm sure that his movies are pretty... I'm sure he's got a cult following of, like, oh, I love that director, you know what I mean? I watch his... fucking, you know, horror movies or creature movies or whatever.
True. Yep, there's Cthulhu Mansion.
That's the one I'm most interested in. But that image of the Rift looks...
Oh, here was the premise that I remember. It was some people steal some cocaine. They kill some people for a bunch of cocaine. Then they camp out in this fucking mansion, like, holding other people hostage. And one of the dudes... is like a fucking, I don't know, black magic guy or something like that. And so, but there's this book, the Cthulhu book, that's in the... And Cthulhu in the movie is like a demon that they... And so the guy, like, to get out of this, kidnapping or whatever, he summons this demon to, like, fuck you guys, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, weird.
That's as far as I know. But when I watched some of the trailer, it didn't look that intense.
When I look up images, I mean, it's like a lot of
people,
like,
people that murdered people for cocaine, they didn't look like assholes, you know?
When I look up images, it's just a lot of people, like, just talking, just people having conversations in a mansion.
What is that, Cthulhu?
Yeah, that's boring.
I was trying to find a creature thing or whatever.
Well, let's watch.
This one's like got a little demon coming out of it.
Let's watch the trailer. That's
the most fun.
A little demon coming out. But yeah.
Let's watch the trailer for both of those.
We'll watch them afterward. It's not as fun. I don't know. It's like, because we don't know the audio. And
I never said when to watch them. I said, let's watch them.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. In 40 years.
In 40 years.
I'll see you next month.
But yeah, this one, slugs.
Slugs.
I kept saying slugs. Like you said, like they want you to be like slugs. I kept saying it.
You're unenthusiastic.
I kept saying it.
And you've lost a lot of energy right now, and so that means that you want to give your score. So give your fucking score.
I mean, no, honestly, that's how I felt watching the movie, though.
That you wanted to give your score immediately while watching the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it was very that my energy was depleted, and especially in the last 30 minutes,
I did feel that too.
I was like, Jesus, man, like. It just felt so long, and then it didn't help that where we were watching, it kept showing ads, too. So it was just it felt like it was 2 hours.
The One Plus app or whatever is that the ad, did you notice the ads were quieter than the movie?
Yeah, and...
And I was like, oh my God, I'm very happy about that, because when you watch, like, shit on TV, the ads are always like...
your ass off. Yeah. And I will say the ads I kept getting was... ones with Eugene Levy, and every single time it would show Eugene Levy, I got excited.
Oh,
it's bad when I'm excited about a commercial.
I kept getting the just like Back for Blood, the video game.
Oh, I was getting Capital One, Eugene Levy commercials.
Oh, okay. If I did get a Eugene Levy commercial, I might have been looking down.
And I was like, Eugene Levy. I was like, he's great.
but yeah, this movie though,
You chose it.
I chose it. I enjoyed it for the gore.
So we have you to blame.
Yeah, you did this to yourself.
I chose it because in the trailer they show the scene where his eyes explode. And
the
I was
trailer
like,
fucking fooled you.
I was like, I'm in. No, I thought there
well,
was
they gave away
death.
The best fucking scene.
Yeah.
There was I didn't think this there was a good enough death. There probably is a longer version of this movie. But
with
shut
more,
up.
They edited
with
it
more
down.
Little slugs
quit
biting.
Trying to make everything better by elongating it.
No. I don't think that they. I'm glad
like
that they.
Like a dick.
No. I'm glad that they. I'm glad that they cut it down. What I mean is, like, I'm sure that they filmed like 2 hours of fucking movie, and then they were like, oh, no, cut it down to 1 hour 30 because it's just a fucking monster movie or whatever. You know, it's just a
creature feature.
Yeah, it shouldn't have plot.
If there was more,
and because
slugs,
they were attempting plot, and it just didn't. The plot was like, what? Just have, like, the slugs are attacking. Okay, cool. You know, the slugs could have been from fucking space. Could have been space slugs. I would have been fine with that, too. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we found a spaceship.
Space
a
slugs.
A slug-sized spaceship.
That would have been way better.
Yeah, there you go. And then a giant queen slug shows up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one little slug.
That would have been so confusing.
He's like, beat me up.
Like, wait, was it the toxic waste or are they fucking aliens? I don't get...
Oh, that would have been...
And then Mike's like, damn you! He's like screaming at the slug as it flies away. He's like, hee hee hee.
Yeah, and then him and the scientist guy blow up the moon. Like, you know, TNT detonation.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Some acne
they did
shit.
Mention, they did mention, like, the guy, which would have been a good connection, is because the guy like, has all that gear, and he's like, oh, yeah, there's more methane and stuff down here in the sewers than there is on some planets. And then
what?
He could have gone to space with him.
Space suit. There was a line that we didn't get to play, but
I can play it. What's up? What do you know the point?
I don't. It's where he goes in and the guy's eating the hamburger.
Oh, that's the water guy. Yeah, it's the water guy.
Whoa. Yeah, the water
Frank.
Guy.
I totally forgot about
and
that.
And then he says, "You don't have the authority."
But you know what I noticed about that scene is everything he was eating there. He was eating a lot. There was like a burger. There was,
yeah. He was enjoying
like
every minute.
Uncooked meat.
Well, what was
with
yeah? What
peas
was the
on
issue
it?
With the meat in this movie?
To
because
the town immediately.
Is this your idea of a joke, huh?
No, it's not my idea of a joke. Now the water in that section of town has been contaminated by a mutated form of slug. If we don't shut the system down, and I mean now, we risk contaminating the entire city.
Bring the scientists
down
here.
Mutated slugs? Contaminated water system?
Whoa.
What the hell are you talking about?
Contaminated?
Oh, he's like super dubbed, by the way. This guy is like extra dubbed. Like, he's the most dubbed of every character, of any character in this movie. And it made me laugh so much during this whole scene because I couldn't take him seriously. But I also want to know what this actual guy sounded like. Unless he dubbed his own.
But I think he mumbled all of his lines and they had to have him redo it.
Phillips, listen to me. We're facing a disaster here.
You need a long vacation, pal.
This is no time to argue. No.
Who's arguing? Vacation? I'm telling you, you're nuts.
We'll declare a health emergency. Oh. I'll take full responsibility.
You ain't got the authority to declare happy birthday. Not in this town.
not in this town.
Son of a bitch. What's it gonna take?
For starters, a request from the mayor. Then my concurrence. Now get your ass out of here.
He tells him exactly what it takes. Okay, go tell the mayor, and then also... Then the mayor come back here, and then I'll sign off on
it. Yeah, because we have to watch it.
But they yell at each other. What's it gonna take, huh? All right, let me...
Party of happy birthday in there. All right, pause it.
Let me look at that food.
Right. Oh, my God. He's got a cheeseburger, fries, and then he's got
what
peas and
I think it looks
spaghetti.
Like spaghetti. It looks like spaghetti.
Yeah. What kind of sick fucking son of a bitch?
Sick bastard, man.
He's eating so
much. He's eating the most insane selection of food. And there's fries under the fucking
thing.
Yeah,
why can't he just eat the burger and fries? Why is he... So the other guy mentions...
I didn't even notice the peas and shit.
They're going to eat the salad. They're going to eat the salad, right? And the chick's making him the salad, and he's like, yeah. I'd rather have a steak. So there's a lot of meat references. Like,
I'd rather have a steak.
Which probably makes more sense in the novel.
I'd rather have a steak, Mark.
Yeah.
And then there's the threat of, like, garden contamination of, like, the slugs. You know, it's like, that is sort of like a threat for a slow-ass slug. It's like if their slime got on our, and it had some effect and you ingested the, you know.
They just didn't explain anything.
No. None of that was very, nobody knows what's going on.
They have a slime.
You don't have the authority.
Oh, man. But you're, you said this earlier, Al, that this movie is like, without even writing anything down, you remembered like certain quotes, like the happy birthday line. Like, there's just certain lines that I will remember. Happy at least for a week, I will remember.
Like, I, well, I did, I spent more time with it than just watching the movie, though.
Yeah.
Because I listened to other people talk about it. I was like, oh, yeah, that thing. Then, then I watched other people. Oh, my God. There was a review that I went across.
Why are you watching? You're watching all this stuff.
I watched some other reviews, but not even all of it. I just watched part of it. I was like, all right, that's enough. I don't even care. But just to see, you know, because I couldn't find the fucking interview. I wanted to find an interview with the goddamn director in English.
No.
And so, but there was like a...
I just like how calm it was after that.
There was some, it was one. It was just such bad audio. It was like in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep, and I was like, "I gotta look for this. I gotta look for an interview." And so it was just another, review.
Just fucking just, slides.
I was like, "Wait, our audio is way better than this." So I felt reassured.
Yeah.
In our vain attempts.
So, there you go. Oh man.
I think.
All right.
Wait, the chick said something. They go, she goes, oh, how's my audio? And it wasn't her audio that was fucked up. It was the other guy. He was like, and he played like fucking 5 minutes of intro audio clipped together from other things, other movies. He played like Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care. The whole bit of a Looney Tunes thing. And I'm like,
What is this insane thing you're watching?
Yeah, it was like, it was very low budget, like grindhousey, but like radio.
Yeah, you I get know? You.
And then it like, I was like, okay, I like an opening. That's cool. But it just went on way too fucking long. And then finally when they were there, it was just like, hello? Okay, cool. And, but it was so like fucking ear rape, fucking static. So yeah, okay guys, I'm here. I'm the host of the, like, you're the fucking host? With no fucking like sense of audio. And then the one chick they had on there is like, oh, hey guys, how's my audio? And then another guy's like, it's low.
That's it?
Oh, yeah, he goes, it's low. And she goes, and then she was like, oh yeah, I guess that's my fault, whatever. And she's still trying to figure it out. It wasn't her fault. She didn't need to accept responsibility for that. It was fine. And then she said, well, I could be smoking weed and fucking on a waterbed, but I'm here. And then the main guy, so that was her saying, well, fuck you guys. I could be going do something else, but I decided to be here
and do this, and
you guys are treating me like shit. And and then the main guy goes, he goes, ha-ha, yeah, well, he just like totally like didn't even acknowledge it. Like was like, ha-ha, yeah, blah, 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 bleep, bleep. Went off into another thing. Like, yeah, we just have her around, I guess.
Eric looks so confused.
I am.
Oh my God, what a weird fucking thing.
Aaron, would you watch this movie again? Slugs? Would you watch a Juan Picure Simone
movie? Here's where it gets weird with like the ratings and if I'd watch something again and all this stuff.
Okay, you want to divide it up?
Is that...
Sound quality. What was the sound quality?
It's like... This movie is a fun, like I would.
That's good.
I would go see this movie in like if they were showing it in a theater.
Yeah, I want to see this movie in a group. Yeah,
with like a group of people, I'd go see this
movie
again.
To laugh and throw spoons.
Yeah, to laugh at and shit, because it's one of those like just ridiculous old, you know, movie. Like I feel like a lot of people would just laugh at like random ass lines and stuff like that. And
yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's not. I don't think it's a good movie by any means, but I would 100% watch it again.
Exactly.
As a movie itself, like a 2.2, and that's just based off of, or 2.1, like that's just based off of gore, like the physical effects, the attempt at, because I love a good old, what, physical?
Physical or physical?
Both, because they spent money to make the physical effects. But yeah, I enjoyed the movie. I had fun watching it, I guess, but... Like Eric, you watched it with a group of like. Did that not add like fun to it with your friends?
No.
Why is that?
No, we were both.
Was it just two
of
you?
We were both bored out of our minds.
It was just two of you.
Oh,
okay.
These are mutant slugs, by the way.
There's so many slugs. These are teenage mutant ninja slugs. Teenage. Nice. No, we were both bored a majority of the time. Because there's just so many scenes of just like, you know, I feel like with
but
a
the
shitty
dialogue
movie
is so classic though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can only have so much shitty dialogue happening in a row before it just starts. It's like a drill to the brain. It's not really. It's not. You know, you're not laughing anymore. You're just like,
you're lobotomized.
You're just waiting for plot or story or something to advance, but it's not. It's just the same shit. And you're going crazy watching it. And that's kind of how I felt watching this movie. I felt like I was losing my fucking mind. Maybe cool. Taken over by a slug.
And that's cool. I like
it. I mean, cool, I guess it's Halloween, right?
Yeah, it was a temporary insanity. You know, so something that you got to observe.
Yeah, there was an effect. I wanted to be like, you know, that sickening feeling was coming from the insanity feeling, you know, and it wasn't like being sick from the gore didn't really make me sick, really. It was just everything. And so I kind of wanted the movie to be scary because I've been wanting to watch like something scary. And I hope we do a movie that is scary.
Like an actual scary movie?
I mean, you
like something that you will actually be... I don't know if
there is... No, I mean, like, I don't mean a good scary movie. I just mean, like, something... It could be cheesy, obviously, but I want something where, like, it gets me one time, you know? Like, where I'm like, whoa, you know?
Yeah. Or I'm like, too goofy to ever scare you at all.
Yeah.
It's harder with the 80s. With the 80s ones, it's harder.
It's like...
No, it is.
It's like goofy, but it's not really goofy. Yeah, it's just like... Some of them are.
The international B-movies.
It was like, it shouldn't have been as dull as it was.
Yeah.
With the synopsis and slugs, there should have been more slugs. Should have been a big slug. Yeah. There should have been more energy.
Too many characters.
Like, Mike was giving me half-ass line delivery the majority of the time. He was not selling it.
No.
He didn't give a fuck about anybody's deaths, which was mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
And then even when his best friend dies at the end, he still didn't really give a
fuck.
I
don't think they were best friends. They hadn't introduced their wives.
I guess not. I mean, they seemed close.
Did we just
close,
become best friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't
they
seem
weren't
close.
That fucking close.
Yeah, and then he gives him shit about his job, you know? He's just like, why are you wearing these things, you know? And I'm like, okay, maybe you don't know him that
they
well.
They don't know each other all that great.
What are the correlations? Nobody knows anybody in this fucking town.
No, the people that they do know don't interact with each other. Like, oh, I know that guy. He was really nice.
He's cool. I saw him walking on the street.
Yeah, a couple times.
I saw him on the news.
Yeah.
He's got like a cool greenhouse.
We passed by each other at the potluck at church. I just heard about him. He's dead. He was cool. Yeah.
But
I just heard about him. He was dead. He was cool.
It was just fucking... I was falling asleep watching it.
Well, how late did you watch it?
Not that late. It was like 10.
How much food did you have to eat?
I didn't eat anything because I couldn't eat anything. I just felt fucking ill watching it.
How many jumping jacks did you do?
Were you doing jumping jacks while watching this movie?
No, that'll get the energy up. If you
I was drinking
if
something.
If you did 1-0, then you probably... You were drinking?
No.
Just, yeah. I was drinking something.
He's like,
I was getting fucking sloshed.
Yeah, well, I just fucking...
I was that bitch fucking getting drunk before making that slug salad.
Oh yeah, that's like sad.
Also,
I like how he's like, "Yeah, your salads are too salty." Like, stop. Why is your salad so fucking
salty? What are you putting in it? Olives and salt?
He put anchovies. They put anchovies in this.
What
did
she put
in
anchovies?
Salad,
olives.
Which is funny because you put an anchovy in, then you don't notice this piece of slug, I guess, in your salad because you were eating the anchovies.
Anchovies are super salty, but he was talking about the slug apparently without knowing it that the slug is salty. Is that what salty? I don't know, but anchovies are super salty.
Yeah, so what's your score?
I'll give it a fucking
.5.
Pretty low.
Nice.
Yeah, see, mine are based off of rewatchability.
I was thinking one, but then my gut was just like, just go with the .5 you're thinking of.
I mean, obviously...
Eric did not have fun watching this movie.
you're not going to be able to compare the scores of, like, you know, this or, you know, Slugs and your score of Inception or something, you know?
Yeah.
The way I compare it is, like, last time we watched a Halloween...
But for different reasons.
Last Halloween, we watched fucking that... We were... I. what was it? I chose that Freddy, or not Freddy movie. I chose that Jason movie.
Yeah, Jason in Space.
And that was like fun horror, you know, stupid and gore. You know, like that was like, you know.
But I wanted more gore in that one.
Exactly.
This one gave me the gore.
But like it was ridiculous and it was just absurd. And yeah. And this is just like, it should be, but it's not.
Yeah. How, okay, my original choice, obviously I didn't choose it because you had already seen it, and was Sleepaway Camp. How's that one compared to this one?
They're different. Sleepaway Camp is...
Would you have watched that one? I mean, would you watch Sleepaway Camp again?
I've seen it twice.
Oh, okay.
I would...
Would you watch it a third time?
I would, because it's funny, and at least, like, it's more intriguing.
Yeah. There's also movies on here. There's Slumber Party Massacre.
But it's terrible.
On here.
It's
really terrible. There's some other ones.
Whatever. Are there any more Juan Picure Simone movies?
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are. You just have to watch stuff. All right, Al, what's your score?
I don't know. Well, like, just for sheer horror effect, it's not very horrifying. It's comedic at best. But that also ups the score. So now, but it's also false advertising because it's like horror movie, but then it's not a comedy at all, but it is a comedy. It's inadvertently a comedy. And so for comedy, I'll give it a 2. And for horror, I'll give it a 1.
Do we add those together?
Yeah. Now you go middle ground. 2, 1, 1.5.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah, 1.5, yeah.
All right, I like it.
That sounds reasonable. I just like to read off this trivia thing here real quick.
last time you did that, it was 10 minutes.
Mike Brady says a line before he's supposed to. Towards the end of the movie, he barges into the commissioner's office and tells the secretary, "Will you tell Mr. Phillips that Mike Brady is here to see him?" The secretary replies, "Hey, his office is closed." Mike Brady says, "Yeah, watch me." But then,
oh, yeah.
But only then the secretary says, "You can't go in there."
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I remember that moment.
So yeah, that guy, he was very like nervous, it seemed like, and that translated into his acting. It wasn't very that sums up his acting throughout the whole movie. And they didn't care, apparently.
Of course not. I mean, shit, this guy did fucking one take dub work. The director, he's just like, just redub it and we'll do it in one go, and if you fuck up, who cares?
Yeah, there's a bunch of continuity problems, and apparently it was banned in this is on IMDb. It was banned in the Australian state of Queensland until the early 1990s.
Tell Mr. Phillips that Mike Brady is here to see him.
Hey, his office is closed.
Yeah, watch.
You can't go in there.
Okay, sorry. I just wanted to play the audio.
So
wow.
Yeah, watch me.
I don't know if that was a dubbing issue because you can't see her mouth. It's shot from the back of her head, so the dubbing was not said quick enough. And you could see his mouth, so you had to dub it with his mouth.
I mean,
all right, what were you saying about Queensland real quick?
That was banned in the Australian state of Queensland until the early 1990s.
I'm not surprised. Australia bans a lot of video games, too.
There you go.
Yeah. You don't have the authority to...
Trust me, Australia, this movie wasn't worth banning.
You don't have the authority, Australia. Watch me.
Watch me, Australia.
All right.
So I had a fun time watching it. Sorry it was sluggish for you, Eric. And
Perfect. Perfect review.
All right. If you watch this movie... The movie's an hour and 25 minutes. If you listen to this podcast, you listen to 45 minutes longer than the movie. So thanks for listening if you got this far.
Wow. Well done.
I say 45. It's not, like 30.
Well
30
minutes.
We got to go watch a baseball game.
It's almost over. But because we've talked there's all that 2 hours.
No, it's not. Long right. innings on this game.
All Always right. seven well, hours. Every baseball game is 7 hours.
Thanks for listening. If you want to follow us, it's Family Rides Together on Instagram. That's if right. you want
follow
to.
Us hardcore, we will respond to every comment.
Yeah, if you, you do.
If you comment.
If you comment.
We will obsessively.
Eat a butt. That's what the next comment's going to
be. If there's an eat a butt comment.
We will obsessively comment about eating ass.
Well,
you can
one
follow
of us
my art.
One of us will for sure.
My art Instagram, top notch art. It's the greatest art you've probably ever seen. Every other artist fucking pales in comparison. They suck ass. I just haven't been recognized yet for
they
my
eat, they eat ass.
Contribution to art. They eat ass.
Don't
a ghost full of sugar. Go ahead and follow me on there and comment, and I will obsessively comment back and stalk you.
That's also true.
I will if you follow me. I will stalk you.
And then Mac Daddy Drummer, I don't know. Did he? I don't think he changed his Instagram handles or anything yet. Did
I
he?
I think he's in prison now. Something. Okay. Tax fraud. Tax fraud.
Mac Daddy. Okay.
Yeah. Tax fraud.
Okay, we're good. Okay. This is
but he still operates out of prison.
Is it still Mac Daddy, or is it? Because you said he had changed his name a little bit. A little
tax
bit.
Daddy.
Mac Zaiety.
Okay.
Mac Zaiety.
Search Mac Daddy. Search Mac Zaiety. You'll find him on one.
Yeah,
of
Mac
those.
Daddy Drummer. Because
he
Mac
still has
Zaiety.
That. He hasn't changed all of his handles yet. I don't think.
If you can comment on his shit, and I think he if he's enabled it. Also, we'll link it.
Yeah.
Also,
oh yeah. Link it, baby.
Go eat some ass out there.
Have fun, guys.
Bye. We'll be right back.